Blog Talk Radio.
I know they see you when they want you. I know they see you when they want to make you who they want you to be. I know that life is trying to get you. I know that life is calling out to you by your name. But don't listen, resist it, keep running. Don't you stop for nothing, just keep kicking. Remember where you came from, don't forget what you already know. What you got is amazing, hold that, don't you let it go. You hold the light, you hold the light. You hold the light and it's shining and making darker places brighter, you lighter. You hold the light, you got a light. You bring a light and it's Saturday and they can see it, they won't end it. But it's not for the taking, it's not for the changing. No, it's not for remixing, it's not for remaking, alright. So they lining up to take it, alright. I can't let them take my you, you know I ride for you, yeah. I won't let them take you. I'll be your direction, yeah, I'll be your protector. You know I ride, I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. You know I'm fighting cause I refuse to lose ya. Fighting cause I refuse to lose ya. I'll fight, you know I'm ready. Situations will approach you and opportunities to fade, shade and downgrade will provoke you. And those you trust will start to turn to. So never pay too much attention to the things they say they won't do. And you gotta be persistent, and believe me, you ain't seen much. It's just the beginning. More walking, slow to speaking, but be quick to listen. Be mindful, you be vigilant and pay attention. Because you hold the light, you hold the light. You hold the light and it's shining and making darker places brighter, you lighter. You hold the light, you got a light. You bring a light and it's Saturday and they can see it, they won't end it. But it's not for the taking, it's not for the changing. No, it's not for remixing, it's not for remaking, alright. So they lining up to take it, alright. I can't let them take my you, you know I ride for you, hey. I won't let them take you. I'll be your direction, yeah, I'll be your protector. You know I ride, I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. You know I'm fighting cause I refuse to lose ya. Fighting cause I refuse to lose ya. I'll fight, you know I'm ready.
There's no need to worry about them let me downs. You can count them instinct the moment you let me round. I torched it, screamed, shouted, and forced it to move off that groove and made on the porch of your heart. I knew from the start it was gonna be war. The clowns we fighting for, the thought of you free from danger. Hurt, fear, depression, and anger, confusing, rage, and pain galore. Got me out here with my tools up, fighting but what I could use up. Lyrics on tracks with music, yeah, the pain came and the rain fell down, but I maintained through the skirmish. Cause I love you, and you're worth it. Yeah, you could be anything to them, but to me, you're perfect. I fight for you, I'm right for you, I'm here on purpose.
As you know, I fight for you. I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. You know I'm fighting cause I refuse to lose ya.
Fight for you.
Fighting cause I refuse to lose ya.
Fight for you.
I'll fight, you know I'm ready.
Shabbat Shalom, Israel family and listening audience. Welcome to another session of Can It Be That Simple? I'm your host, Yarao of Beth Yahweh Congregation of Baltimore, Maryland. As always, I'll suggest everyone grab your iPads, your notepads, your pens, your pencils, your Bibles, all those things that you would need for a good study. As always, if you can hear me well, clearly, send me a shout out, thumbs up, let me know that you can hear me. As always, I'm going to start off with a brief prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for protecting us throughout the course of this week. giving us the lessons and the blessings throughout the course of this week. Leading, guiding us with that light of thy Son, Yahushua. We thank thee, Father, for taking care of those who are sick and ailing, both mentally, physically, and emotionally, and give them ear to hear the wonders of your word on your Sabbath day. Give them the encouragement that they need to have faith in you. As we talked last week in regards to who are they insured with, may they realize and understand that they're insured with you, by you, for you, so that they can have trust in you, in thy Son, Yahushua. Father, we thank thee for supping with us and coming to be with us on this Sabbath. And we thank you once again for leading and guiding us within our hearts, our minds, to come together on this Sabbath day to get thy Sabbath blessing of thy word, which is thy truth. Blessed are you, Yahweh, Almighty One, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments, took pleasure in us, and with love and favor gave us his holy Sabbath as a heritage, a remembrance of creation. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Spiritual combat! For those who are familiar with that game, I was one of those Mortal Kombat fans. And this just, that format just seemed so proper for this particular lesson. For as we've been talking over a couple of weeks in regards to what the times is showing us, and we have to realize that when Israel or the Hebrews was in Egypt, they were being tested. So what makes us think that we're any better than them? We're being tested also. They were tested with plagues. We're being tested with plagues also. But we have one step ahead of them. Why? Because we have the Torah. We have examples of what to do. We've been talking for the past couple of weeks in regards to our faith. We've been talking for years in regards to listening to his voice. And the scriptures constantly reiterate, listen to his voice. Not to lean on our own understanding about what's going on, but to lean on him, depend on him, be insured by him and his Son. See, he sent his Son as a down payment for us, as a way that we can make it into his kingdom. But do we believe that? And if we believe that, then we should act accordingly. But we're not exempt from being tested. So why should we think that? So as we go through tonight's lesson, just bear that in mind. Because in the game, Mortal Kombat, you know, you went through the game, you learned different skill sets, but sometimes in the midst of the game, there was always little tests that you had to do. One was test your strength, test your might. There was little games that you had to go through to see whether or not you are enhancing in your skills within this game. Not saying that life is a game, but life is a day-to-day process. And each day we must get better at living this thing called life, at living righteously. We read the scriptures and it talks about renewing our mind. See, our mind has to change from that sinful state. It has to change to a spiritual state. That way, the physical things of this world will not affect us. Why? Because our mindset is somewhere else. It's beyond the physical. As we say, as we read in the scriptures, it said we're not in a physical battle. Our battle is not with mankind. our battle is with the unseen. But the unseen uses the physical against us. Why? Because we're so in tune with the physical. But Yahweh, Yahushua, and Yah brings it to our attention on listening to that spiritual, listening to his voice, that breath that resonates, that gives us life. So as we go through these scriptures today, just bear that in mind about the spiritual aspect of your walk with Yah, your spiritual relationship that you have with Yahushua. And the more we get in tune with that spiritual, the stronger we will be. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We're going to start here in Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 27. And it reads, "Behold, I am Yahweh, mighty one of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? Anything? Is this plague, is this situation that we're currently going through too big for Yahweh? No, it's not. He showed plagues in the past. He gave plagues in the past. And then if we look at that plague, those plagues, they said it was light in Goshen. If the light of Yahushua dwells within you, what are you afraid of? Listen to what the words say. Listen to his teachers. He's not going to lead us astray. Exodus chapter 19, verse 5. Now, therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my commandments, then you shall be my own possession from among all peoples, for all the earth is mine." We've read in the scriptures many times before that he has chosen us. We've even seen the depiction where the Father is picking, hand-picking those on whom he wants and pulling them out the pot of humanity and choosing them for a purpose. We've also seen in that same depiction how sometimes he gives someone an extra boost because he has a special task for that individual. See, we have been chosen from amongst the people to do a special task. We've learned that Israel is a sacrifice for everybody else in the world. Like we had one lesson, what type of sacrifice are you? Are you a sacrifice for the Most High? Are you? Or are you a sacrifice for yourself and your selfish needs? We are supposed to be a sacrifice. But we have to listen to the Father. We have to listen to his word. We have to listen to those in whom he's put in front of us to teach us what we must do so that others will have an opportunity to see the light, have an opportunity to choose that light, which is Yahushua. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 22. Samuel said, "Has Yahweh as great delight in burnt offerings and sacrifices as in obeying the voice of Yahweh? Behold, to obey is better than sacrifice, and to listen than the fat of rams." We have to listen to his word. We have to listen to what he is saying to us. It's not about us offering up anything, what we can acquire and give it up. No, he desires obedience. And that's what it's all about, obedience, because he's not going to lead us astray as far as what he wants us to do. Romans chapter 3, and it reads, may it never be, yes, let Yahweh be found true, yet Yah be found true, but every man a liar, as it is written, that you might be justified in your words and might prevail when you come into judgment. See, if we pay attention to what Yah is giving us through his servants, through his messengers, then we're going to be justified because we're doing as he said. We're not doing what I think, what someone else thinks outside of the word of Yah. And that reference comes from Psalms 116, verse 11. And it reads, I said in my haste, all men are liars. See, that's me. I'm a liar. As when I compare myself to the word of Yah, I'm a liar. But I'm striving to do the right thing. I'm striving not to be a liar. Why? Because I want the light of Yahushua to dwell within me. And I want that spirit that of him that dwells within me to speak through me. And we all should be wanting that. It's not me that's speaking, but the spirit that dwells within me that is speaking. That's how we all should want to be. Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 6. And this is something that Yahweh said. This is something that Moses said. And it reads, Yahweh, your Elohim, will circumcise your heart and the heart of your seed, to love Yahweh, your Elohim, with all your heart and with all your soul, that you may live. See, he's talking about our minds, circumcising our minds so that we can change our thinking. And if we change our thinking, and then what are we doing? We're passing that information on to our family, to our friends, but ultimately to our seed. And see, and this was something that, you know, we learned from our forefather Abraham. See, when we deal with Abraham, Abraham believed in Yahweh. And he did what Yahweh asked him to do. That's why Abraham is referred to as the father of faith. And then later down the line, his faith was shown. He gave a token. But he had already gave his life up for Yahweh. He had already showed a belief in him. And if we go through the story of Abraham, the father tested him and tested his faith through various occasions. He tested his faith when he came across the Egyptian king in regards to his wife. You know, and he had his wife say, oh, you my sister? From a technical perspective, yes, that was his sister, but it still was his wife. You know, when he had to offer up his son, that was a test. When he was told that he had to leave his father's house, that was a test. When he had to leave his country, that was a test. We're not above being tested, to show how faithful we are in Yah, in Yahushua, in his word. We're not above it, but we have been given examples of these things. We've been given examples of, like, the prophet Ezekiel, when he had to lay on his side for X amount of days to prove a point to both Israel and Judah. You know, these are signs of testing faith. He because they was doing what they was told by the Most High. We're no different. Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. And it reads, diligence to present yourself approved by Yah, a workman who does not need to be ashamed, properly handling the word of truth. I'm going to stop here for this word. I'm going to stop here properly. See, we have to handle this word like it's precious, like it's valuable to us. We have to handle it properly. We can't just give it out willy-nilly. We have to deal with it as precious as it really is. But in this particular scripture, I have the word approved highlighted. And that is from your Greek lexicon, 1384, and it's dokimos, and it means tested, approved, tried. The help word study has it defined as this: properly, what passes the necessary test, scrutiny, hence acceptable, because genuineness, validated, verified. See, the Father takes us through different situations to verify, to validate us in his choice in choosing us. He takes us through the fire. He takes us through situations so that we can be fortified for the next task. Just like in the game I was talking about, Mortal Kombat, as you go through the game, you get to different levels where you testing your skill set, testing your might, testing this, testing different abilities that you should have acquired throughout the course of the game. Not saying life is a game, because it's definitely not a game. But as we go through life, we acquire information throughout our journey in this thing called life. And as our former teacher used to say, that dash. What are you doing during that dash period? Are we acquiring or are we stagnant in what we are learning? Are we applying what we are learning so that we can get more? Like I think we've read about stewardship. When we get in his word from the various teachers, from the various examples or experiences we have in life, what are you learning from it? Are you applying his word to your life, to your experiences, or are you just doing nothing with it? As we deal with that parable, what did he say? To the one he gave 10 and he doubled it, he gave more. To the one he gave 5 and he doubled it, he gave more. But to that one who he gave one, and he did nothing with it. He took it from him. What are we doing with the information? What are we doing with this life that we have been given? Are we sharing our experiences with those in whom we come across? Or are we keeping it balled up in our hands, within the compounds of our four walls of our home? Are we sharing it? And are we sharing it properly? Are we giving the understanding of that word, of that truth, according to the word, according to its truth? Or are we giving understanding based on us? And we read earlier, we are liars. So our truth is a lie, but Yah's truth is truth. How is he sanctifying us? By his word. What is his word? Yahweh Elohim, Yahushua HaMashiach. That is how he is sanctifying us. Why? Because that is truth. And if anyone come in another name or another way, they are liars. And you want to just have a couple of references to Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 6. You can read Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 16. And Jeremiah 31, verse 33. And these are references in regards to this circumcision of the heart and how the Father is going to give us what we need in our minds so that we can accomplish the task at hand. Like one of the things that Yahushua said, he said the kingdom of Yah is here. It's close at hand. See, so we have to function in that light. To function in that light. Yahushua gave us that example through his life. From here, we're going to go to Philippians chapter 2, verse 5. And it reads, have this in your mind, which is also in Yahushua. So this is one of the things that we must have. We have must have the mind of Yahushua. And Yahushua's mind was to do the will of his Father. There's a scripture that tells us that if we love Yahushua, we will do what he tells us to do. Why? Because he's telling us to do the things that his Father told him to do. So he's not above what he's telling us to do because he did it himself. He was an example for us to see. Just like we're supposed to be an example to those who see us. What are you teaching? Are you being a good example for those who see you? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10 and 11. We've read this on several occasions. But we really need it now. In our renewing of the mind, but we really need to cleave to this. And it reads, finally, be strong in Yahushua and in the strength of his might. Put on the whole armor of Yah that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. See, we have to be strong in Yahushua because Yahushua withstood Satan, and Satan fleed. And we know the example that is shown in Yahushua and his dealing with Satan. Satan came at him with the word. We're going to have people come at us with the word, and he came right back with the proper explanation of that word on several occasions, to the point where Hasatan, Satan, had to leave. Rolled out. But as we read in the scripture, he's going to roll out for a season. He's going to come back another way. See, because he's going to think that life applications and life experience is going to soften us up. When in essence, life applications and life situations are supposed to strengthen us, build us up. See, because there's going to come a time when the only thing we have is our experiences with Yahushua, our experience with our family and friends. And those are the things that's going to cause us to endure what's in store for us as believers. We read about how the heathens or how humanity beat the Messiah. Beat the Mighty One.
man thought that they killed the mighty one, but we all know that he gave up his life for our sake. And see, and that's where we have to be, so in tune with that spiritual that we are willing to give up our life. Like last week, brother was talking about Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. How they said, no, we're not going to bow down to your God. We know that our God has the ability. We know that Yah has the ability to save us. But if he chooses not to save us, I'm still not bowing down to your God. And see, and that's the spirit that we have to have within us. And it comes from applying that word that he's telling us day in and day out, that he's teaching us through our life experiences with him. As long as we keeping our eyes focused on the prize, focused on the light. Because when we go to the left or go to the right, we change in focus. From here, we're going to go to James chapter 1, verse 12. And it reads, blessed is the man who endures temptation, for when he has been approved, he will receive the crown of life, which Yahushua promised to those who love him. See, Yahushua promised us life, but we have to endure the trials and tribulations that come our way. We have to endure them. And as we learn over the years, he does not make us ignorant of Satan's devices. He lets us know how to maneuver. He lets us know what we need to do well in advance. He lets us know. He tells us how to prepare. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 2. And it reads, you shall remember all the ways which Yahweh your Elohim has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, that he might humble you, to prove you, to know what is in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. There's our word that we started off earlier with, prove. In your Hebrew lexicon, it's 52:54. Nasa, and it means to test, try, adventure, asa, prove. So he puts us in situations. We're in situations. That's what life is about. Life is about this situation, that situation, and how are we going to overcome that situation. But why did he do these things? To see in their hearts whether they will keep his commandments or not. And in their thinking, do they want to keep the commandments or not keep them? That's the same thing that applies to us today. Many years ago, I learned that the Father he teaches and speaks past, present, and future. So he's talking to us today. We're going through various situations in our individual lives, collectively, to see if we're going to serve him or not. We're not above being tested. We're not above situations. Job chapter 1, verse 8. We've heard this scripture before also. Yahweh said to Satan, "Have you considered my servant Job? For there is none like him in the earth, a blameless and upright man, one who fears El and turns away from evil." See, the Father sometimes offer us up. Didn't he say Israel was a sacrifice? He offers us up sometimes. Why? Because he wants to learn some things. He's trying to chisel some things away from us. He's trying to burn some tarnish off for us so that we can shine, so that we can fit in this perfect building that he's creating, this perfect house of lively stones. Genesis chapter 17, verse 9. And this is dealing with the physical circumcision. Yahweh said to Abraham, "As for you, you will keep my covenant, you and your seed after you, throughout their generations." This is talking about that physical circumcision that Abraham went through. See, he went through a physical circumcision to show the spiritual circumcision that he had already done. He did that token because sometimes we get people that get caught up in tokens and the worldly things. Not saying that the circumcision is not important, because when we know that Abraham got this circumcision, he was a mature man. If I come later down in the scriptures to talk about when you have a son that's 8 days old, you make sure that he gets this circumcision in his flesh. And we've learned also in regards to that, why 8 days? Because there's a little hormone that the child develops that alleviates the pain when he goes through this physical circumcision. But we have to also be mindful that when we're dealing with this circumcision, because we have hardness of heart, we have a stony heart. Why? Because our minds are corrupted. And our minds have been corrupted since the fall of Adam, since the disobedience of Adam. And the Father told us that our thoughts are wicked. Our imaginations are corrupt. And that's all we think about, is evil. So he's told us, I can change that. Just like we started off, is it anything too great for him? No, it's not. For those he choose to soften their hearts and allow them to hear, he does that. But he does that for every human, giving them an opportunity to hear his word. And one of the things that he has given humanity is free will. Free choice. But that doesn't mean he's not going to share it with them. Because he said there's only one law. To the one that's homeborn and to the stranger that walks among you. It's only one law. It's only one law for humanity. And that's his law. His word. His truth. All other things come from man, and we know that men are liars. From here, we're going to go to Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. And what we're doing is going back to the father of faith and the different things that he went through. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 reads, "And Yahweh said to Abraham, get out of your country and from your relatives, from your father's house, to a land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great, and you will be a blessing." These are some of the tests that Abraham had to go through. Spoke about that earlier. But these same things apply to us. Not saying that we have to leave the United States and move to another country. Not saying that we have to, you know, move from our relatives. But it's saying that certain things that we're going to be tested on. And as far as what we understand about Yah's word. Like right now in this country, we're going through this pandemic. And some of us are standing on the word of Yah because we don't want to pollute our bodies. Some of us have relatives that's telling us we should get the shot. What would we doing? We're standing on our faith. And they're saying, your faith, your God is above the FDA. Yeah, the FDA is. You also have within households, because the household is divided in their thoughts. They're saying, hey, why won't you get it? I don't think it'd be bad. You have to deal with that spiritual fortitude, that mental fortitude. See, some of the things that we read about in our forefathers' history, they physically went through some things and had to make physical choices. See, our choices, yeah, they're both physical, but some of them are more spiritual. Just like he did with the Hebrews, he brought them up and out. He's doing the same thing with us. He's bringing us up and out mentally and letting us know, as I move you up and out, you're going to be getting that physical struggle. That physical beating is coming. But I want you to be prepared mentally for that physical beating that's coming, so that we will be above it. And say, bring it on, for my Father will protect me. Bring it on, for my big brother has shown me that it can be done. My Lord and my Savior did it so that I can meet the Father. And this is the last scripture of the night. And we're going back to Genesis chapter 2. Verse 16 and 17. And it reads, Yahweh Elohim commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden you may freely eat, but the tree of knowledge of good and evil, you should not eat of it. For in the day that you eat of it, you will surely die. See, the Father told Adam something, and he did not listen. resulting in us having to prove our faith in him, proving that we believe in his word. Who laid his life down for us? Who split the sea for us? Who protected us in battles against the enemy? And he's still protecting us in battles against the enemy. When we call upon him and ask, he does that for us. He gives us all these awe moments. Do we appreciate them? Do we show the Father gratitude? Or are we just thanking him out of routine? Are we genuinely showing him love? Or are we just doing things because he said, if you do this, I will do this? Are we doing things so that he can reciprocate what he said he will do? Or are we doing these things because we genuinely love him? We genuinely love the word. And if we say yes, he's going to prove us. Going to prove us. Because every man is a liar. But he's going to prove us. And when we come, and because we, when we become successful, that's showing the change in our mind. That's showing that our mind is being renewed. That's showing that as we remove these evil spirits and evil thoughts from our minds, that we're bringing in that good word. We're bringing in those good spirits to occupy this temple, to occupy this nation. But we learned years ago, each man is a nation within himself. A nation of Yah, working together with many other nations. So family, just remember, we are not above testing and just adding character to our life, building us up to be strong walls for one another. Being strong towers so one another, so that we can seek refuge. For as Yahushua dwells within each and every one of us that's listening, becomes a refuge for our brother and our sister. We become a covering for one another. That protection. Because as we know, we've been talking about different things in preparation for hard times. Yeah, we have to start doing that. We have to start consciously believing and thinking about those things. What are we going to do when the time comes? Or are we all going to just run in our basement and wait for the intruder to come? So until the next time, family, I'm going to end with a brief prayer. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, as we come before thee, we ask of thee to forgive us for the sins we committed against thee, both knowingly and unknowingly. Father, we ask of thee to continue to strengthen us in our conscious mind and our unconscious mind. giving us the spirit to stand on your word, to uplift your son, Yahushua, giving us the strength and the desire to cleave to one another, for we are one body. Let us function as a unit and not as individuals. Let us be one sound. And that one sound is to glorify you through thy son, Yahushua. Father, we thank you once again for coming and sitting with us on this Sabbath night, breaking bread with us and sharing your love with us yet another Sabbath day. We thank thee for thy son, Yahushua, our Lord and Savior and soon coming King, for we await the day when he comes back so that we can help him finish the task that you set him on course for. Father, we ask of thee to continue to give us the fortitude that we need to overcome the obstacles that we are faced with. We thank thee, Father, for this Sabbath rest. We thank thee for your love. We thank thee for your kindness. But ultimately, we thank thee for thy son, Yahushua, our Lord and Savior and Redeemer, who soon coming King. Blessed are you, Yahweh, shield of Abraham. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who resuscitates the dead. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the holy power. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who sanctifies the Sabbath. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who restores his presence to Zion. Blessed are you, Yahweh, the beneficent one. Blessed are you, Yahweh, who blesses Israel with peace. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. May you all have a peaceful slumber. And may you all have a restful night. Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom.
This is the last, this is the last, we're living in the last days. This is the last, this is the last, we're living in the last days. This is the last, this is the last, we're living in the last days. This is the last, this is the last, we're living in the last days. This is the last, this is the last, we're living in the last days. Ready or not, he still will come. He must fulfill his promise. His will be done. And there's no one that can stop it. If I were you, I would seek the most high for the truth. So many will be gone, but they only choose a few. Be careful of all your deeds. You are the light to your enemies. You were given the responsibility, so stay away from my idolatry. Look up in the sky, can't you see the sign? This is the last, this is the last, we're living in the last days. This is the last, this is the last, we're living in the last days. This is the last, this is the last, we're living in the last days. This is the last, this is the last. Be the first to stand and worship you in spirit and in truth. Every day I will repent and die daily. No matter how hard it gets, I choose to endure. Cause this is a spiritual war. If I were you, I would seek the most high for the truth. So many will be gone, but they only choose a few. Be careful of all your deeds. You are the light to your enemy. You were given the responsibility to stay away from idolatry. Look up in the sky, can't you see the sign? This is the last, this is the last. We're living in the last day. This is the last, this is the last. We're living in the last day. This is the last, this is the last. We're living in the last day. This is the last, this is the last. We're living in the last day. This is the last, this is the last. We're living in the last. When he gets here, you can have all the money in the world, it won't help you in the last day. You can't get away in your fast cars in the last day. He knows where you are, no matter where you hide. Your degrees in philosophy won't help you in the last day. A few will be chosen.
What you're looking for. but you're not.